This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan standing by on the hotline. And thank you for agreeing to delay in our conversation a little bit. We had no idea when we were setting this up that we would be dealing with the loss of one of Georgia's most iconic legends of all time, and Hank Aaron. How you doing, Lieutenant Governor?
I'm good. Thanks for the opportunity. And certainly I am honored to be bumped by the legacy of Hank Aaron. He did a whole lot more than just win the home run record. He did a whole lot more.
Yeah. I was going to say, you guys had a moment of silence today, didn't you, up there? Were you there for that?
I was not at the Capitol. We're not in session today. They're just doing budget hearings today. I had was kind of around the state doing some media stuff.
I saw some pictures of legislators taking a moment. It must have been during the budget meeting. So lots of questions for you. Haven't talked to you since a lot of the election poop hit the fan, so to speak. You have been, I think, unfairly lumped in with other Republicans that – well, let me back up. I don't think it's unfair that you were lumped in. I think it's unfair that the Republicans are getting slammed for what some people think is either inattentive supervision of the vote count or whatever. I'm not sure. But bottom line, as much as all of us who are conservatives hated to see Donald Trump lose, you guys, looking under every rock and around every corner, could not find substantial systemic fraud in the vote count.
Yeah, there's two angles to this. One is Jeff Duncan, the citizen, voted for Donald Trump, had an opportunity to campaign for him, supported an overwhelming number of his policies and 4 years of really, really strong policy wins around, you know, all types of things. Jeff Duncan, the lieutenant governor, the person in charge of doing his job, looked at the facts and figures, met with the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, analyzed all the information and found no examples of systemic or widespread fraud outside of what we would see in every other election with a one-off person here or one-off event here. The misinformation game, the conspiracy theories were just brutal. And certainly our family has had to pay the price for that and deal with death threats and all kinds of other crazy things out there. But you know, at the end of the day, I slept well because I just didn't, you know, I was doing the right thing and following not an emotional track, but just the facts and the data supported the fact that we were on the right track.
My only complaint against Secretary of State Raffensperger, and I stated this to him, and I stated it to him actually before the November election, he continues – let me back up. He did to that point. He, at that point, was continuing to hold his powder, so to speak, on the ridiculous mismanagement – of some of the metro Atlanta area boards of elections. And I'm talking about the way that the polls are manned, the machines are maintained, and the operations are run specifically in DeKalb and Fulton County. And it's happened several elections in a row now. And sure enough, they had problems in November as well. Are you satisfied to this point that those counties are being supervised properly? And would you like me, the Secretary of State, to get after them with a little bit bigger stick, so to speak?
Well, you know, the way we operate here in Georgia is 159 individual counties have individual election boards that really manage a majority of the process. And that's good. That's as close to the people as we get. But I do think it lays great groundwork for us to talk about election reform. And certainly every election cycle, we learn things that we can do better. We can operate even tighter. And certainly this election is one of those, and maybe more so than ever, because of the new voting environment, right? With the pandemic has brought absentee ballots at a much higher rate than what we saw in previous elections, obviously. Just like if you're a doctor, you see more telehealth appointments that showed up. And if you're a teacher, you have more tele-education and whatnot. So there's opportunities to tighten this stuff up, and certainly. Austin, what we saw happen, and this was the most unfortunate, most un-American process ever. There were really, really smart people when they woke up and realized that Donald Trump did not win the election. They sat and analyzed our process here, and they found potential gaps, potential areas of weakness, and then they built fictitious stories around those potential gaps and potential weaknesses, and then filtered them out through the internet like just craziness, and the president was part of that process. So hopefully we're past that, and we can get to the meat of how we work together to try to come up with some election reforms. I think there's awesome opportunities around photo ID, around absentee ballots. If you're going to vote via absentee ballot, just make a copy of your license, put it in the envelope, mail it in. If we could get counties to give us
before you get to these specific notions, and not that I disagree with in any of those suggestions or improvements. Yesterday we had State Representative Barry Fleming on the air with us, literally his first public comment since being designated chairman of the Committee on Election Integrity. First time anyone has ever assumed a position like that or been assigned a position like that in Georgia history. This is, again, unprecedented. And so he's going to be the guy in charge of studying the system and making perspective changes or suggesting changes, that type of thing. Are you confident that this was needed, number one, and number two, that we have the right man for the job?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Barry, I've worked with Barry. He's a great guy. He's a very smart, intelligent, hardworking fact finder. We've actually spoken and looking for an opportunity for both the House and the Senate to come up with big ideas. I know there's several senators working on some election reform ideas, a whole list of them. Some will get enough support to pass and some won't. My goal would be to try to get as many of those as bipartisan supported efforts as we move forward. Don't know how successful we'll be, but that's certainly the goal coming out of the gate. Representative Fleming, Chairman Fleming has been a good friend, but like I said earlier, he's a hard worker. But there's some common sense things to do. I mean, as we clean up this entire election cycle and we analyze it, I can think of, you know, six or seven things out there that absolutely make sense for us to put in place. And even outside of this whole presidential fiasco, there's, like any other election cycle, there's always four or five things we can do to clean up and tighten up.
By the way, I've given this suggestion to anybody who has ever talked about voting reform or voting integrity, things like this. Any ID requirement that you pass, attached to it, that it will be the same requirement that someone who purchases a weapon in the state of Georgia has to have. So the instant that someone calls it unconstitutional, you can say, oh, no, this is the same exact regulation that we have showing a picture ID that has to be in place. You have to be verified to buy a gun. And buying a gun is a constitutionally guaranteed right. Voting is not really addressed in the Constitution like that.
And you're full of big ideas, Austin.
Yeah.
It's late on a Friday too.
And that, but I mean, you know, I've always said that you make it the same thing. No one has the audacity in a court of law to stand up and say unconstitutional. And so, well, excuse me, we've had 150 years of requiring that to buy a firearm, or 100 years. There's no way in the world it can be unconstitutional. So just something to consider. Something to consider. And listen, I appreciate you sticking your neck out into this. It would have been very easy for you, because as the lieutenant governor, just like with Kemp for that matter, there's nothing for you to do here. And it's not your job to manage elections or to be the cop to catch people screwing up elections. You got pulled into it because you're one of the top two elected officials in Georgia, and Georgians wanted answers, and I understand that. I'm fixing to fuss about the sheriff of Richmond County, not because he's done anything specifically wrong. It's just that the people are coming to him for assistance and or an ear in a very specific circumstance, and he's nowhere to be found. You guys didn't hide. You stuck your neck out. You're doing what you can to help fix the problem. You're doing what you can to facilitate answers. And God bless you. We need more people doing like you do.
Yeah, doing the right thing is always the right thing. And for me, I think it's important that we lay groundwork as Republicans. Yes, we had the short-term issues around the election. But long-term, I felt like any sort of misinformation game was hurting the Republican brand. And unfortunately, we saw that play out in the runoffs. There's no doubt in my mind the misdirection of trying to talk about election fraud and all that stuff wrapped around the president's race did not help Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue across the finish line. It certainly did not help them. So we'll regroup. We'll continue to focus in on the things we're good at as Republicans, remind folks that the state's got Republican leadership in place in the House and the Senate and the governor and all 8 statewide constitutional officers, and we'll go back to work.
All right. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan. Pleasure to talk to you today. Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to The Rhodes. rewind of the Austin Road Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Roads Rewind of the Austin Road Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.